Okay, so.
I'm not really that active. I don't belong to the sisterhood. I don't want to hold any office. I just want to go to church. And so I really can't tell you too much about it. It's a small church. We have a small congregation. And I don't know what to say.
Have you been a member for a long time?
Well, yeah, I was baptized in, well, I was baptized in Church Mary in the church, the one in on 13th and Grand, and then when the split came, I started going to this one over here. So yeah, all my life I've belonged to the church, actually. Mm-hmm. And I know the people at the other church too. I would say the younger people my age belong here at St. Cyril. It's a nice group of people, and I'd say we don't have, on a normal Sunday, I would say 50, 60 people maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We have fish fry once a month, and we have this bake sale once a year, and then they have church picnic and nice group of people.
Mm-hmm. Is the bake sale a fundraiser for the church?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We bake at the basement of the church. V.G. Amuel is the main baker. She mixes all the doughs and we put them all together and she does all the baking.
Oh, I see.
And she always has something for us for lunch. She's a very good cook. Yesterday it was like a bean soup, but it was a vegetable soup and some noodles, and I mean, she had a little bit of everything in there, and she just throws it together, and it's very, very good.
Mm.
She's one of these people that...
It's a gift.
That's a gift, right.
Mm.
But I don't know what to tell you about the church. They've got a building fund going on right now. They want to enlarge it a little bit, make a nicer kitchen and a couple of like Sunday school rooms upstairs, where all this is downstairs right now. And I think they're doing pretty good with that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been cooking for the bake sales?
Probably about 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been doing it probably since that was in the paper. I may have been doing it a little bit longer than that, because I know that when they first started, the women used to bake at home.
Mm-hmm.
Says she's been baking with the group for about 10 years, so yeah, I would say probably about 6 years I have then. But I know it says here that the group started baking about the same time the church was built in 1979. Originally, the women baked in their homes, but eventually moved to the church.
And are most of the, I know Mrs. Ambule lives in, or used to live in Lincoln Place.
She still does.
She does still. Mm-hmm. Are there other Lincoln Place people who...
That still belong, live down there, or...
Who belong to the church?
Oh, yeah. The Christiches. They're from Lincoln Place. Nora Todorov, from Lincoln Place. Let's see. Venka's sister, Mrs. Ambule's sister, lives in Melville. And she comes, she's a member of the church, comes to church, and her son is an altar boy, actually. And she comes and bakes with us just about every week. That's about all of us that bake. V.G., Helen, Nora, me, Dilba. Then Olga Samurda, who was a Frinsko. They actually were, they're Russian, and they belong to the Russian church. And several years ago, they switched and started coming to our church. So she bakes with us. Mary Ropek bakes with us, and she belongs to our church, but she was from Madison originally. She never lived in Lincoln Place. And that's about our group that baked together. I'm trying to think of Eleanor Popovsky, lived in Madison, was a school teacher and just retired. And she says she bakes when I can't make it. She's my substitute. That's her excuse. But she bakes with us sometimes.
Well, it sounds like it's a big commitment of your time.
It is. But you know what? We talk old times and we joke, and it is a good time. It makes the time go fast. We, you know, just visit, and it's a good group of ladies. We work well together. And we get it done. After we're through baking, we all pitch in and have our lunch. Usually, we try to finish doing what we're going to do before lunch, because once you sit down for lunch, it's hard to get back to work.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes we have to, because, you know, we're not quite finished, and so we'll break for lunch, and then we get back and start working again. But then we all pitch in and clean up, do the dishes, sweep the floor, rearrange tables, or, you know, whatever. And get it done, and that way everybody can go home
and rest.
Yeah. VG is always the last one to leave. She's either still got something baking in the oven or have to finish up a little something else. But it's a good group. We work well together.
And you mentioned there's also a sisterhood?
There's a sisterhood in the church, yeah. And most of the women do belong to that. I choose not to, just because I don't know, I guess I want a little more free time for myself. I think I'm a little bit selfish in that, because when we worked the store, I never did anything. I never had time for anything. It was store and home, store and home, store and home. And now I like my free time.
You've certainly earned it.
And so I like to go to church. I try to go every Sunday if I can. And then I like my free time. So, and I don't mind going and helping them out like this. But they usually, after church, it's a little social hour. Either sometimes they'll have a dinner, sometimes it's just coffee. But I don't even go to that. I would be going to my kids, or just come home and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, maybe it's a little bit selfish on my part, but that's what I want to do. And they all understand it. There's no pressures there. So
That's it.
Okay. Are there other things about Lincoln Place that I haven't asked about or about you that...
I think we've covered Lincoln Place pretty good.
Can't think of anything. I have a sister-in-law that lives in California that every time she comes home, she has to go through Lincoln Place, and she thinks it's beautiful, which in some ways it is, but she doesn't see the deteriorating parts of it, you know, to her. It's home. And then I have, well, when my kids were little and we would have birthday parties for the kids, you know, and my brother's kids and my brothers and sister-in-laws would come over and with their kids. And I have these two nephews that belong to my brother that lives in California now. And the one lives here in Godfrey. The other lives in Colorado. And the one from Colorado was visiting a couple of years ago. And my brother was here from California, his father. And my brother hadn't been back here for a number of years. And he, one of his requests was he wanted to go by our old home that we grew up in Madison and just see different parts of Granite City that he said he hadn't been here for so long. And of course it had changed so much. And so we got in the car with my nephew from Colorado, and we drove around Madison and different parts, and then we went down where the store used to be, and we had to stop there. And he jumped out of the car and looked in the window of the store building and took pictures. And when he came back to the car, and I says, "Jeff," and he says, "Oh," he says, I don't see the deterioration of the building." He says, "I just remember the good times we had here. The birthday parties, the times we'd come to the store, and just playing in the neighborhood." And my oldest sister-in-law's kids, she and her husband, he worked for Bemis Bag, and they moved like every 3 or 4 years. And so when they would come back to visit, the kids loved coming to the store. They had 4 children. And to this day, those kids, they just think Louis Market is it. I mean, to them, that was their childhood memories, and they can only remember the good times. You know, they could come to the store and get an ice cream for nothing.
Right.
And so this makes you feel good to think that you had so much a part of their growing up that they loved and relate to and remember now. So things like that, when you look back, you think, oh, maybe it wasn't all bad. You know, there was a lot of good that came out of it.
Well, I know just from reading the transcripts of interviews that students in the class have done, that a lot of people mention Lovachev's and Louis Market, that it seems like it had a real impact on a lot of people in the neighborhood.
I think it did. They weren't just your customers, they were your friends. You know, if someone had a problem, they'd come and talk to you about it. And I think we considered them more friends and family than just customers. Got to know a lot of people. I run into people now, and sometimes they have to tell me who they are. You know, it might be a long time. I went to this dedication that they had for Andy Phillips. couple of weeks ago, and my friends and I were walking back to the car to leave, and passed this one, well, she was an older woman, and then there was a woman in her 40s with her. And she looked at me and she said, "Hi." And I looked at her and I says, "I'm sorry, but I don't know who you are." And she had a name tag on, and she says, "Oh, don't look at that." She says, "You wouldn't recognize that." And she says, "I'm Andy's niece. I used to stay with Grandma all the time." Well, then right away, I knew who she was. And I says, "Well, how did you recognize me?" She says, "You haven't changed." Mm. Well, that made me really feel good, because that was a lot of years ago, you know. But it's things like that that make you think, like, wow, you know, you did have an impact on these people. And, you know, I'll run into people at the grocery stores a lot of time, and like I say, a lot of them will say, "Do you have the shish kebab recipe?" No. But there were good memories down there. It was a good place to grow up. And but when after my husband passed away and I lived down there a couple more years, and my kids just felt that getting out of the neighborhood was better for me. And it's worked out well here. It's my neighbors are nice. I don't know them too much, too many of them personally, but enough to wave at them when I'm cutting the grass or whatever, you know. You know, I know the immediate ones. And this is a nice neighborhood, but it's not Lincoln Place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you think Lincoln Place was, how did Lincoln Place compare to the neighborhood where you grew up in Madison?
Probably the same way, because when we were kids growing up down there, it was the same thing. You knew the neighbors, you all played together, everybody looked after everybody else. I think most old neighborhoods were like that back then. Like this neighborhood now, this house was built in 1953 or something like that, but this was all land back then. But like East Granite, I think all little neighborhoods were kind of close-knit. And then, of course, as this town started getting bigger and spreading out, I don't think there's as much closeness. Where my daughter lives in Edwardsville, like once a year now, they do have, they're one block, they live on a cul-de-sac, and they have like a block party. And so they kind of know everybody there, but if they went a block or two the other way, I don't think they would know. Where in Lincoln Place and even in Madison, you knew the whole area. I mean, you played mostly with the kids on your block or the next block, but you knew everybody. And then the place you went, you walked. You weren't afraid to go anywhere. Like, say, at 9 o'clock, the whistle blew. It was dark, but we weren't afraid to. We'd meet, like, on the corner, and everybody had at least a block to go home. And it was the same thing at Lincoln Place. If they weren't at the clubhouse, they congregated on the corner and played games and things like that.
Well, without the kind of small businesses that you had in Lincoln Place, like Louis Market, people, you have to get in your car and drive more than when you could just walk up and get your groceries or...
Yeah, in Madison, when we lived in Madison, my grandfather's brother owned the corner grocery store. It was just a half block away from where we lived, so that's where we went for our groceries. The drugstore, like I said, the Nick would go get ice cream, was like a block and a half away, and we'd walk there. And now the funny thing, and it was true in Lincoln Place and Madison, every corner had a tavern. But it was they were family taverns. No one bothered you. You know, you could walk by them and go to the drugstore or to the cleaners, and you didn't worry about it. You weren't afraid to go. And gosh, Lincoln Place, if it wasn't a grocery store on the corner, it was a tavern. It was, huh. Well, they couldn't have a tavern close to the center. That was one of the provisions. So that's why this tavern wasn't here. It was here. There was Good Neighbor. There was this one. This one. This one. This was another tavern. This was Yancha's Tavern. It was a hotel upstairs, but it was Yancha's Tavern. So, I mean, you know, there was all these taverns, and it was just, that was their business. Mm-hmm. They were mostly family taverns. In the 60s, they started, more and more people started coming to the taverns where they weren't as much family. You know, what I mean by families, people would go there with their kids, buy the kids a soda, and mom and pop would sit there and drink a couple of beers. And the kids would have potato chips and soda or something and play, and then they'd get up and leave. But that was the entertainment, I guess. Then if we wanted to go to a movie, from here they'd have to go all the way to Granite. We'd have to walk from Madison. But that was the entertainment. That's what we did. My girlfriend and I, when we were growing up, she lived like a half a block away from me, and we walked everywhere together. We would go to a football game or something. We would walk until we were able to catch a streetcar, or if there was, I don't even think there was a bus. See, I can't remember. But it was 9, 10 o'clock, and we'd go home and not worry about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, much I hate to say it, even when my kids were starting to grow up then, you took them and you brought them home. You didn't let them walk.
Even by the 60s then?
Yeah. If they were doing something at the school within the neighborhood, you felt safe. But if they were going to do something at school, you arranged for a ride there or a ride home. It was starting to get where you just were a little bit afraid to let them be. And now, my kids on the street.
Do you think it's that things are more violent now, or what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Just the other day when this man was following this little girl at Walmart. Where was it? In Texas, I believe.
I didn't hear about that.
They've been showing pictures where she was with her family and kind of wandered off a little bit, and the cameras picked up this man kind of followed her, and then I don't know whether he had talked to her or what, but eventually he left the store and the little girl followed her out, and they found her like the next day, her little nude body. Mm. Not, I think, not too far. You know, you try to watch your kids and hang on to them, but they're kids. They might stray a little bit. So, yeah, a lot of nuts out there right now. I'm sorry to say.
And the way other people have described the Lincoln Place neighborhood, it sounds like there were a lot of adults around, so that adults were supervising other people's children.
That's
also
right. We all looked after each other's children. I mean, we knew
where the kids were, or that there was somebody there, or and at the clubhouse felt perfectly safe. That's why the clubhouse was really a big part in the kids growing up, from when my husband and his sisters were little till my kids growing up. And it's still, I think, going pretty strong right now. But when we were raising our kids, so we'd send them to the clubhouse and never worried about them. You know, they might have to come and check in periodically or whatever. And if they were going to leave the clubhouse and go somewhere else, they would come and let us know. I mean, you always knew where your kids were, but you never really worried about them.
Do you have any pictures of the store or of the neighborhood?
I have pictures of the store, but I wish I'd have thought to dig them out for you. I don't have them right handy.
Okay.
I could look them up, and if you want to come by another day and look at them or whatever.
Well, it might be nice. Should I go ahead and turn this off?
Yeah. No, I think that's